Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call for the Winston Sons Limited's second quarter 2017 results. Today, we have Mr. Cesar Baião, CEO of Operations in Brazil, Mr. Arnaldo Calbucci, COO of Maritime Services, Mr. Sergio Fischer, COO of Port Terminals and Logistics, and Mr. Fernando Salek, CFO of the Brazilian subsidiary and investor relations. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded, and we will have simultaneous translation for those who wish to listen to the English version. During the company's presentation, all participants will be connected in a listen-only mode. We'll begin the Q&A session for industry analysts. Before proceeding, we would like to mention that page two of the presentation contains the usual forward-looking statements for your reference. Now, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fernando Salek.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our results conference call for Q2 of 2017. Let's start with slide three. Here, I present the group's safety performance between 2010 and 2017 with the lost time injury frequency rate. In this period, we had a 96% reduction in the rate, which demonstrates our commitment to safety in all our operations. Turning now to slide four. Here's a summary of our consolidated results. Considering the offshore vessels joint venture, the group's pro forma net revenue amounted to $148.3 million in the quarter. Compared to Q2 of 2016, we had a 14.2% increase, mainly driven by improved warehousing revenues from container terminals. EBITDA was 21.1% higher than in the second quarter of 2016 as a result of the more profitable operational mix across both terminals, contributing to improved margins. Pro forma EBITDA increased 21.4%, supported by higher offshore vessel operating days with two new PSVs added to the fleet. The company's CapEx reduced substantially compared to Q2 2016, as the company recently concluded a significant investment cycle of capacity expansion. Capital expenditure was mainly concentrated in the maintenance of operations. We now move to slide five. Here, I present a summary of the quarterly highlights by business unit. Container terminals operational results were mainly driven by an increase of warehousing revenues. EBITDA benefited from a one-off reversion of provisions totaling $4.9 million, of which $2.6 million also affected revenues. The challenging environment in the oil and gas sector negatively impacted Brasco's results in the quarter. Improved layup operations only partially offset the decline in vessel turnarounds. In logistics, we had an improvement in bonded warehousing revenues, although margins remained weak given the macroeconomic backdrop. In the towage business, revenues were driven by improved harbor maneuvers in some ports, compensating the decrease of special operations. Shipyard revenues remained in line with Q2 2016, the highlight being the delivery of the new tugboat SST Aimoré to a third party. EBITDA was negatively impacted by the stage of construction and lower volume of own vessel maintenance. In the offshore vessels business, days in operation increased during the quarter with the start of two long-term contracts for PSVs Laurus and Penguin in late 2016. The new vessels contributed with daily rates above the fleet average, also positively impacted by the stronger Brazilian real. Now on to slide 6. On this slide, I present the historical results since 2006, which shows a solid revenue and EBITDA evolution and a positive first semester for 2017. However, the most significant takeaway would be the company's CapEx reduction, reflecting the conclusion of a significant investment cycle I mentioned before for capacity expansion in almost all our units, as we anticipated. Moving to slide 7 now. Here on this slide, we can see some of our liquidity and leverage ratios. The metrics show that net debt EBITDA ratio decreased slightly compared to the previous quarter. All liquidity ratios remain strong. There was a decrease in cash as principally a result of the $37 million in dividends paid in the quarter. Operating cash flow was $40.5 million in the first half. Now we move on to slide 8. In this slide, we outline the operating data registered in July for container terminals, towage, and offshore vessels businesses. Tecon Rio Grande presented an increase of 11.9% in overall volumes, confirming the improved operational mix seen in the first half. Imports increased 15.3%, driven by spare parts and steel products. Exports increased 7.8% with higher volumes of resins and tobacco. Cabotage had an increase of 15.9%, with highlights being the rice and pulp segments. Transshipment volumes and container shifting grew 28.3% with the Santa Clara Inland Waterway Service contributing. In Salvador, volumes increased 2.6% against the comparative. Exports increased 1.8% with higher volumes of tires and ores. Imports were down by 6.1%, negatively impacted by weaker volumes of solar panels and auto parts. Cabotage volumes grew 5.1% with good performance of civil construction and chemical segments. Transshipment volumes and container shifting increased 73.4% with better results from long-haul operations. In the towage business, the number of maneuvers suffered a slight decrease due to fewer ships operated in the Brazilian coast in the month of July. In the offshore vessels, operating days increased during the quarter, mainly due to the commencement of PSVs Loras and Penguin, as I said before, delivered in late 2016. Although we have a strong portfolio for 2017. Some vessels were off hire during the period. Moving to slide 9. Here we highlight our container terminal in Rio Grande. In July, TACON registered a historical productivity record, achieving 140 movements per hour during the operation of a ship loading cargo to North America. Each key equipment operated with an average productivity of 30 movements per hour. The presentation ends here. I would like to invite you to the Q&A session now. Thank you very much. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. We will now begin the Q&A session. If you have a question, please press star 1. To remove yourself from the line, press star 2. The first question comes from Lloyd Spice from County City, Gerald. You can ask your question now.
Oh, hello. It's Rob Bide from Cantor Fitzgerald. Hi, everybody. I think you asked for me to ask my questions. I have four short questions, please. Number one, could you guide us on full-year CapEx, both consolidated and also for the JV? Question number two, on the extra employee taxes, do you think they will be implemented? Number three, are we likely to see any recovery in POAGE special operations in the second half? And finally, number four, with the bonded warehouses, can you give us any color here on how full those warehouses are? What is the utilization of space currently? Thank you.
This is Fernando Salek. I'll be answering the first two questions. As to the CapEx, we have given the guidance that indicated about $80 million. We believe we're going to be very close to that number. We have been under for the first portion of the year, for the first half of the year, but we expect that picking up a little bit. We'll be reaching the number as to the guidance. As to the second question, the tax on employers, this is a matter that is still being discussed in the Brazilian Congress. They haven't come to a final decision yet. That may be decided in early 2018. But we are prepared, however, to deal with that if it comes to pass in 2017. This is Arnaldo, Rob. I'll be talking about towage and special operations in the second half. We don't expect any market recovery, so to speak. The oil and gas shipyard business is at the same pace. Of course, there may be some assistance operation, but volumes should remain weak for the second half. Hello, this is, I'll be answering the question about the space in our bonded warehouses. We're below 70%. We have a positive outlook for the second half because exports have been increasing both in São Paulo and in Pernambuco.
Great. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a good day.
I would like to remind you that if you have a question, please press star key followed by the key number one, by the one. We have a question from Diogo Figueiredo. I'll be reading the question to all of you, and then I'll give you the answer. Here's the question. Could you talk about the outlook for cash generation capex and dividends for the following years? Well, let me start by answering the last part. As far as dividends go, we have a very clear policy. Our target is 50% of net revenues, and our goal is to maintain, to keep that promise for the coming years. Moving on to cash generation and CapEx now. As far as CapEx go, we have concluded a very significant CapEx cycle or a significant investment cycle. And for the future, we plan to expand our Salvador terminal, which will use up a significant amount of CapEx, about $110 million in the coming years, in the coming 2 years. There are no indications of other needs that would increase our CapEx significantly. As cash generation goes, let me try to break our activities down, those that are related to economic growth and international trading, and those that are more oil and gas related. As far as oil and gas go, we do not see any short-term recovery. Those industries related to oil and gas should not provide significant cash generation improvements. We hope the industry will recover in the next 2 years. Now, on to those segments that are related to international and domestic trade, of course, it's extremely dependent upon the economic activity. So we and the market believe that Brazil should start its economic growth soon, and we believe that our cash generation activities may grow, keeping track of that growing economic trend. If you have a question, please press star one. We have another question from the webcast, Rafael Rodriguez. This is Arnaldo. His question is, do Laros and Penguin have contracts for how many years? These PSVs have a 6-year contract. These are firm contracts. We have another question from the webcast. Carlos Enrique Venancio. This is Arnaldo. Will the $54 million investment will be used to build tugboats? Well, we'll be building two 80-ton tugboats. They're identical to the tugboats that are being operated at the Porto do Açu. The other four tugboats, we haven't had any confirmation as to when they'll be built. This will be 70-ton tugboats as well. This concludes today's question and answer session. I would like to invite Mr. Cesar Bayon to proceed with his final remarks. Once again, we would like to thank you for taking part in this conference call of Q2 results. I would like to once again thank the entire Wilson Sons teams for these results. Thank you very much. That concludes the Wilson Sons audio conference for today. Thank you very much and have a nice day.